From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Bush administration released new rules today on who is eligible to receive overtime pay. The changes are nowhere near as sweeping as what the Labor Department had initially proposed, NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
This is the first major revision of overtime rules in a half a century. The initial proposals released just over a year ago created a furor. Organized labor and some Democrats said the changes would deny overtime rights to up to 8 million American workers. Majorities in both the House and Senate tried to block the new rules from taking effect. The Bush administration prevailed, but it also compromised, according to Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao.
We listened carefully to nearly 80,000 comments submitted by the public, and the department has made significant revisions and improvements based on that input. Because we know how important overtime pay is to millions of working Americans.
Under Chao's initial proposal, the Labor Department said upwards of 600,000 white-collar workers could have lost eligibility. Under the final version of the rule, that estimate's whittled down to around 100,000. And the Labor Department says another 6.7 million workers will get stronger, less ambiguous overtime protections.
Under these final rules, workers will clearly know their rights, and employers will know their responsibilities.
One important difference between the proposed and final rules has to do with wage thresholds. The original plan would have made it harder for many workers with executive, professional, or administrative duties earning over $65,000 per year to collect overtime pay. The final rule raises that ceiling to $100,000. The proposed regulation would have also made it easier for workers to be reclassified as executive, professional, or administrative. The final rule sets that bar closer to where it's been in the past. Secretary Chao says the final rule also specifically guarantees overtime rights for police, firefighters, licensed practical nurses, veterans, and others.
Blue-collar workers, such as construction workers and factory workers, union members, technicians, cooks, and others who receive overtime will continue to receive overtime.
Larry Lorber, a labor lawyer who's testified on behalf of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says the Labor Department did water down its original proposal.
They sort of either changed their mind or in response to comments, made decisions which really don't go as far as I think the business community would have hoped.
But Lorber says the rule change will still help because it will offer employers clearer guidelines and head off class action lawsuits by employees. Ross Eisenbray, vice president of the Economic Policy Institute and an influential critic of the initial proposal, says he's somewhat relieved.
Well, it looks to be better than the proposed rule. They have retreated from some of the worst changes that they were making, but it seems to be worse than current law for most employees.
Eisenbray says he's concerned, for instance, about a new provision that would make people classified as team leaders potentially exempt. As in the past, the Labor Department and critics like Eisenbray differ over the impact of the changes. For instance, Secretary Chao says low-income workers stand to benefit enormously from the rule change.
Under the old regulations, only workers making less than $8,060 a year were guaranteed overtime. Now, workers earning up to $23,660 per year are guaranteed overtime.
Chao says this change ensures that 1.3 million workers who were not guaranteed the right to overtime in the past will gain that right. Eisenbray and other critics say this estimate is exaggerated. The rule change will take effect in 4 months. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.